Welcome to Astros Baseball, a podcast by a fan for the fans of the Houston Astros. Here is your host, Rob Fontenot.
Good morning, Astro fans. The Astros win game 1-4-1, and how great it feels. Framber Valdez is your player of the game. If you recall the last episode, I mentioned a story that said the Twins are the heroes that Major League Baseball needs to take out the Astros, and they failed. You have biased announcers. You have biased stats or graphics on TV. Nobody wants us to win, and we won. So I have some tidbits about today's game to share with you at the end of this episode. But before that, let's talk about the game. You got the top of the first. Michael Brantley with a two-out double. Bregman lined out to shortstop. So we left one guy on. Top of the second, Correa walks with two outs. Reddick strikes out. We had a runner on. Top of the third, three up, three down. Top of the fourth, Bregman walked with one out. Tucker got a single. Yuli got out. Correa walks. We got the bases loaded. Josh Reddick strikes out. So we left three on. So we're getting some guys on. Next two innings, three up, three down. Top of the seventh, the Astros finally break through. Josh Reddick, who ended two innings previously, got a two-out single. Maldonado got a single. And then George Springer with an RBI single brings in Reddick. Maldonado got thrown out trying to go to third. But we are tied at one. Would have been nice to have Maldonado on third, but it didn't happen. He had a bad decision or bad judgment running the bases. We go to the top of the eighth. Altuve walks, and then Brantley, Bregman, Tucker, nothing. So we get a guy on, trying to score, game still tied at one. Then we go to the top of the ninth. Yuli Gurriel with a single, Carlos Correa with a single. Josh Reddick pops out to third, Maldonado flies out to left field, we got two outs. Springer, with a fielder's choice, reaches. But there was a throwing error. The shortstop throws to second, pulls the guy off base. He drops it. Everyone's safe. Bases loaded. Altuve comes up and walks. He gets an RBI from walking. Great at bat for Altuve. We're up 2-1. But Michael Brantley says, that's not enough. I'm going to bring in two more runs with a single and take the lead 4-1. He did, however, get out at second, trying to stretch it into a double. That's two guys that got thrown out doing that yesterday, and that's fine. It worked out. Brantley's your offensive hero, 2-for-5 with two RBIs. Altuve 0-for-3, but he did walk twice, and he had that RBI. Springer drove in the other run. He went 1-for-5. So let's look at the pitching. I'm doing this a little different. I'm doing the offense, and now I'm doing the pitching. So we got Zach Greinke, who goes four innings. Bottom of the first, bases loaded with one out. He gave up a single, and he walked two guys. He got a line out for out number two, and then a great play by Bregman to get Sano. And the play was actually challenged, and we won the challenge, so no runs. Greinke left three on. Second inning, three up and three down. Bottom of the third, he had a two-out walk. And then an RBI double by Cruz. So he was looking good. He had the shaky first inning. Second inning, three up, three down. Got the first two guys in the third inning. And that walk cost him. An RBI double by Cruz. Twins are up 1-0. Next batter flies out. We get out of the inning. Greinke comes in the fourth inning, three up, three down again. Greinke, four innings, only two hits. But he did give up three walks and that one run, and he only had one strikeout. So that brings us to Framber Valdez. He comes in the fifth inning and walks the first two guys he faces. He strikes out the next guy, gets the next guy to fly out to left field, and then a ground out to third. He has two guys on. The first two guys, he walks them. Not a great start, but he gets out of it. And then Framber Valdez turns into a monster. Bottom of the sixth, bottom of the seventh, bottom of the eighth, three up, three down. Amazing, amazing three innings by Framber Valdez. Bottom of the ninth, he gets a ground out, and then he gives up two singles. Minnesota is threatening, and then we get a double play to end the game. Awesome, awesome win. Framber Valdez goes five innings in relief. He only gives up two hits, two walks, five strikeouts, and no runs, and he picks up the win. The Astros had eight hits, four runs, and no errors. Minnesota had only four hits, one run, and they had one very costly error. The Astros were 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position, and they left nine guys on base. Minnesota was 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position with seven men left on base. So one little note I wrote to the side, Greinke pitched four innings, and two out of the four were three up and three down, and Framber had three of them. So five out of nine innings were three up and three down. So I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back, folks. You are listening to Astros Baseball. All right, folks, we are back, and here are three facts or tidbits about today's game that I found interesting that I wanted to share with you. Number one, Dusty Baker's teams have lost 10 consecutive playoff games with a chance to close out a series. The last time a team managed by Dusty Baker was able to win a playoff game with a chance to close out a series was 2003. That was 17 years ago. Is that Dusty Baker's fault? Is it the way he manages the games that causes them to lose? I don't know. I didn't watch him. I don't know. Do I think that will affect today's game? No, not at all. I think we are in great shape. Fact number two, the Astros have won six of the last seven road games in the playoffs, including three in the World Series. That is an awesome fact that helps the Astros. And fact number three, the Twins have 17 straight postseason losses. So you put all three of those together, very interesting. You have a team that excels in road games in the playoffs. You have a team that can't win a playoff game, and you have a manager that can't close out a series. What a storyline. So the Twins have announced their pitcher for today, Berríos, but the Astros have still not. I don't know if they're seeing if McCullers is ready, but I would assume that it's going to be Urquidy. And I would think that they may do what they did yesterday. We may not see a guy come out of the bullpen in this series unless we lose today. Who knows? So I would say it was Urquidy, and McCullers will come in for him. We still have Christian Javier. We have a lot of arms. Everyone's rested. Everyone's ready to go. I think the Astros are in very, very good shape. So here's something else. Let's go over the scores from yesterday's games, and the National League starts today. But the White Sox beat the A's 4-1. And this is what I pointed out to you about playing the A's. For some reason, and they're the 2 seed, for some reason they choke in the playoffs. And I'm telling you, I don't know why. The Blue Jays lose at Tampa Bay to the Rays 3-1. The Yankees destroy Cleveland. It was Cole against Bieber. They destroyed them 12-3, and the Astros win 4-1. If you notice one thing about that, you try to be at a higher seed so you can have 3 games at home, and the Rays were the only team that actually won a game at home. The road teams were 3-1. So today's game is at 12:08 on ESPN2. So we'll get to tune in today and see some more biased opinions, or will they start talking a little better about our Astros? Who knows? I don't know. But here's one good thing, folks, before I let you go. The Astros have signed Yuli Gurriel. They extended him to a 1-year deal for 2021 with a team option, I believe, for 2022. So it'll be up to them if they want to keep him. $6.5 million plus performance bonuses. And Gurriel said, "I didn't think it was going to happen before the end of the season. I wasn't too worried about it. Obviously, it was something that was on my mind, and I'm really happy that it happened." Astros general manager James Click said the club was excited to get the deal done before the playoffs. Yuli made it obvious that this is a place that he wants to be. He's comfortable here, and we are comfortable with him. So Yuli Gurriel is back for 2 more years. So we have Yuli Gurriel, we have Altuve and Bregman for a few more years, and Correa for 1 more. So the infield will be here next year, at least for 1 more season together. Who knows about Springer and the rest of the guys? Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Game 2 is today. Go Astros! See you later, folks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Astros Baseball. Make sure to subscribe so that way you will be alerted when there is a new episode. Follow Rob on Twitter @RobFontenot.